Tonight, Luke chapter number 11. I usually don't read this much, but I'll probably read the first 13 verses. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. As in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and go in, listen to this, unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. Praise God. What manner of man that have a friend at midnight saying to him, friend? Amen. I circled this in my Bible, and I learned this in college. When something's important, circle that word. Amen. And in my Bible right here, I got it circled saying to him, friend, lend me 3. You ever notice that? 3 loaves.
Yep.
Praise God. I love that. With the Lord, you can be specific on how much you need.
Amen.
He didn't say, would you give me some bread? Would you give me what you got? He said, I need 3 loaves of bread.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to preach to you in a minute. For a friend of mine in his journey is coming to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut. My children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. He said, no, leave me alone. Everybody's in the bed. My family's all asleep. Leave us alone. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. In other words, keep on knocking, amen. And he'll finally get up out of the bed and give you some bread. Amen.
All right.
Glory to God. And I say unto you, verse 9, ask and it shall be given you.
Yes.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To 80% of those that ask, receive.
No.
To some of those that ask, receive.
No.
That's a pretty sharp word right here. He said, but unto every one that asketh. Do you believe this word right here is true?
Yes.
Do you believe this word right here is God's holy word? For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Verse number 12, if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Amen.
If the Lord would help us, I'd like to preach on, amen, a pattern for prayer. Amen. A pattern for prayer. I've been working on this for a week or two, and like I said, I've been working on another message I was throwing up between the two of them, but I finally prayed and felt like preaching on this tonight. Amen. But about a week ago when this first started laying on my heart, I was praying. I said, God, I've preached on prayer numerous of times, even since I've been a pastor. I've preached on prayer. Lord, amen. I guess it was that saying, maybe Brother Gene this morning, sometimes we got to ask God. I said, in other words, Lord, why do I need to preach on prayer? Everybody knows they need to pray. Everybody knows, you know, the process of prayer. We know how to pray, and I felt like the Lord said, it's good to be reminded of the importance of prayer. Amen. It's good for the spoken word to come into our ears, and we hear that, hey, amen, I need to dig begin and pray. Praise God. I need to get a hold of God and pray and get a hold of Him for myself. Amen. The story is told of two lumberjacks. The one was an old man, the other was a younger man. Both were known for their expertise in cutting trees. Amen. The younger lumberjack challenged the older lumberjack to see who can cut the most trees in one day. The contest was on, and finally the day came, amen, that the contest was there. And the younger man, with his vigor and his vitality, began in an earnest attempt chopping down one tree after another. Without stopping for 8 hours, that young man kept on chopping away. Never took one break. Amen. I mean, he wore himself out. Cut just as hard. Swung just as hard as he could. He was going to win that race of cutting them trees down. Amen. But he noticed as he was cutting, sweat was pouring off his face, Brother Earl. He looked across the valley there to the old man. And at least every hour, that old man was taking a break. And all he could do was see that the old man was sitting down, and he thought to himself, I've got this wrapped, amen. And it made him cut that much harder and that much faster. And he said, I'm cutting trees while this man's sitting down. I've got this race wrapped, amen. Until the end of the day, 8 hours had happened, and the old man's trees were counted, and the young man's trees were counted, and that elder man cut down one third more trees than the young man did. Hey, with a puzzled look, the younger lumberjack asked the older, how could you cut down more trees than I cut down trees all day long without stopping, and you took a break every hour. Amen. I just don't understand. And the older lumberjack looked and responded, I cut down more trees because, amen, every time I sat down to take a break, I had my file in my hand and I was sharpening my axe. Hallelujah. I wasn't just beaten with an old dead axe, but I was beaten with a sharp axe. Hallelujah. That God, I come to tell us here tonight, I believe that's what prayer does to our Christian walk with God. We're just not beaten in the air. We're just not getting up in the day and beating in trees with an old dead axe. But thank God, prayer sharpens that axe. Prayer gets us ready to face the day. Prayer gets us ready to serve the Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. To pray today. Amen. Yesterday's gone. I can't do anything about it. But Lord, help me to get in tune with you today. Hallelujah. I like what John Bunyan said. He said, he who runs from God in the morning will scarcely find him in the day. Thank God, isn't that good? Brother Tom used to tell us a lot in Sunday school. I thought he might tell us this morning. I was hoping he would, because I figured I was going to preach on this tonight. Hey God, he was telling us there for a while. He was getting up 3 or 4 in the morning seeking the Lord. Hey God, I tell you, church, I believe if you find him in the morning, he'll live with you through the day. Hey God, we need him every single day. When I wake up, help me to start my day out with prayer. James said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and ye have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, ye fight and war. Yet ye have not because what? You ask not. Amen. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. You have not because you ask not. Hey God, I don't know if anybody saw. Amen. Michelle had to take Hudson back. Amen. He was having a time there just a while ago. Weston decided to come up with me with his backpack, and he started unloading all them dinosaurs. And I thought, oh my. Hey, I said, pack them back up and go to your mom. He had dinosaurs everywhere, but it's mostly my fault, because when he comes up to old dad, amen, and looks at me with that puppy dog eyes, amen, and said, Dad, can I have a dinosaur? That's what he calls him. He can't say dinosaur, he calls it a seer. A dinosaur. Give me it. Will you give me a dinosaur, Dad? Hey God, you know what I do? I buy him a dinosaur, amen, because that's what he likes. Hey, if we come to the Lord and say, God, in 2020, would you give us more power with you this year? I believe he
wants to give us more power. Hallelujah. Would you give us the Holy Ghost? I believe he wants to give us the Holy Ghost. Would you give us souls to be saved in the church? I believe he would save souls. What is it that you desire? Do you desire a better job? Do you desire to make more money? And do we want the things of God? I come to tell us, I believe God desires to give us our heart's desire. For some reason, it's often easier to get Christians to do almost anything other than pray.
Right.
Woo! We haven't did it in a while. We ought to do it. But when we was having prayer meeting, Sister Barbara Spurnett, she said, let's have prayer meeting. That's back when I was still working at the hospital. I worked every 12 hours every Monday.
Yeah.
We started from 7 to 8. Amen. Usually I didn't get off till 7, about 7:15. The time I got here, 7:25 or so. And I just come here with my scrubs on. And I pray. Usually Brother Tom comes up because he's off on Mondays. Brother Tommy, Sister Mary, 1, 2, 3, 4. If I'm missing somebody, don't let me miss you. Amen. 4. And Sister Barb was 5. Hey God, I realize people live long distances. It's hard to drive a long ways to come pray for an hour. Amen. I noticed up in Richlands, them old ladies announced 2 or 3 times while I was preaching the Bible. She said, we're having prayer meeting this week from 12 to 1. Amen. She said, we're not coming to the church, but we're gathering at our houses from 12 to 1. That'd be a good idea. Call prayer meeting. Amen. I noticed when we was up on Brother Mike Roberts' sign, prayer meeting, they came to the church every Saturday night. I think it was 8 o'clock. I thought, well, that'd be good to get you primed up for Sunday. I believe we can have church on Sunday if we pray Saturday. Amen. Hey, I believe it's important to pray, church. It's more important to pray than it is to eat a steak dinner. It's more important to pray than it is to stay up and play games all night. Hey, I come to tell us it's important and God wants us to pray.
Amen.
Prayer brings us into the awesome presence of God. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, Hebrews said, and find grace to help in a time of need. We need to spend time with God because He and He alone can answer a prayer. Who else can meet your needs tonight? We know we got one sick in the house. I know there's others. My mom, amen, worried herself to death. My dad said she ain't hardly said a word about it, speak about it. But he said, I can tell by the way she's acting. Your mom's nervous. She's worried. I would be too if a doctor said I got to operate and there's a good chance, amen, a small chance rather, that you'll never walk again. You got a tumor wrapped around your spinal cord. We got to operate and open that spinal cavity up and then sew it. And I think for about 24 hours, she's got to lay in ICU and not moving out until that spinal seals off. She's worried to death. But I come to tell us right here tonight, we're serving a God who can hear us when we pray. I said He can hear us. There's no limit to God. He can go to Dayton, amen, and touch a woman that needs a new kidney. He can go to Gilbert and touch a woman that's got a tumor. Hey, I come to tell us God answers prayer. But the problem is the church has neglected prayer, and we're powerless in today because we don't pray. But oh, God ought to raise a hand and say, Lord, help us to pray. God, would you stir us to pray in this day? We need to spend time with Him because He can answer prayer.
That's right.
Woo! It is the precious time spent in prayer before God, which marks the difference between mediocrity and greatness. Hallelujah. That's what separates us from being a regular preacher, being a regular Christian, to being one of great importance in the kingdom. Prayer is what separates that. That's right. I said prayer separates that. I've told you before, amen, how that Claude Ely went upon that mountain, prayed and fasted for 20 some days. Amen. Most believe it was 21 to 23 days. Amen. Upon that mountain, Brother Earl. But when he come off that mountain, he was so weak he could hardly walk. They thought they was going to have to take him to the hospital. hospital, and they finally, amen, he had to start off eating and drinking real easy because he was so weak and so sick from not eating for so long. But they said when O'Ealy got mended back up to health, he was never the same man. And God even laid hands on the sick and they recovered. He preached in meetings, and I mean scores of people got saved. Why? Because prayer separated him. It gave him power with God. Lord, help us to pray and seek God. I got to preach on here, Richard Brewer. Brother Gene made no more of this story than me. But I was always told from a little boy growing up about that woman that had that quarter, amen, growing on her neck, and she was about to die, laid up there. Amen. They said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Had to talk to me after service, fill me in on some of the details. I don't know. I'm just saying what I was always told as a kid growing up. And they said, well, after old Brother Brewer fasted all them days, he was so weak he could hardly walk. And they took him in that hospital, one under each arm. And when he laid hands on that woman, it got, it didn't get better day by day. But when he laid hands on that woman, they said that goiter immediately began to shrink until it was not there no more. Jesus said this kind. How does it come? It only comes through prayer and fasting. This kind, I come to tell us, that's the kind I want. That's the kind I need. I need that kind that comes through prayer and fasting.
Holy, holy.
Amen. I got to hurry on here. I didn't get to my first point. We need to spend time because that's what separates us from being a lousy Christian.
Right.
This prayer.
Right.
Amen. First point I'd like to preach on here tonight. Amen. Is these disciples had a desire for prayer. Lord, teach us how to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're ever going to have a prayer life, you got to have a desire.
Yeah.
Teach us how to pray. There was a desire there. The disciples had to, amen, had seen the Lord firsthand raise up Lazarus. They had seen the Lord feed the 5,000. They had seen him upon the transfiguration. They had seen the power of God in his life. And they said, Lord, amen. They saw that how that when Jesus prayed, they saw the glory reflecting from the Father to the Son. Amen. And from the Son to the Father. They saw it was a glorious picture. And they desired that. They said, Lord, would you teach us how to pray?
Come on.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
John Bunyan also said, you can do more than pray. Listen to this. After you have prayed. You can do more than pray after you have prayed. But you cannot do more than pray until you have prayed.
Right.
Woo! You can do more than pray. Somebody say, well, you can do more than pray. Yeah, after you pray. You better start with prayer. You can do more after you pray. But you can't do nothing until you pray. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, God. Amen. What the disciples remembered about John was his prayer life. We know nothing much about John's prayer life. But the prayer life of John the Baptist, it touched these disciples. Hey, God. They saw his prayer results. Amen. And God being honored, these men had a profound desire to learn how to pray. They wanted to see the Lord glorified through their prayer. That's what prayer is. Prayer is glorifying Him.
Yes.
Lord, woo, hallelujah. Yeah. Prayer is not, Lord, give me, give me, give me. I need some more. Will you give me this? Will you give me that? I think Brother Donnie said that the other night. Remember that? Brother Donnie said, sometimes I get down to pray and I start off, Lord, give me this. I need this. I need this. And he said he has to stop and say, Lord, let me start all back over again. Hey, God, we got to start off with worship. We got to start off with honor. Say, Lord, you're magnificent. You're a mighty God. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the Creator of the universe. And I come to you with reverence and honor.
Right.
They had a profound desire to pray. They wanted to see the Lord glorified through their prayer. Amen. Like he was through the prayer life of their Savior Jesus. A proper motive is absolutely necessary to be effective. Listen, the proper motive for prayer is not to get our will done, but to get His will done. Oh yes, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all things to the glory of God.
Right.
Prayer is not for our glory. Hey God, hey man, I've always loved this. Some people like to talk about how much they pray. Hey, you don't have to talk about how much you pray. When you pray, people will talk about, hey man, that's what that old preacher said. When they asked him, they said, how come you got such fire and such zeal and such power? He said, all I do is pray that the Lord will set me on fire, and then the people come in and watch me burn. Hey, that's what it's all about. It takes Him to set us on fire. It takes Him, amen, to call us to prayer. It takes Him to give us that yearning to pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
All right.
Great God. This prayer, amen, that we're preaching about tonight. Amen. Now, they not only had a desire for prayer, now Jesus gets in and He begins to give us a description of prayer. This prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, really, amen, it was a prayer, the disciples' prayer. He was teaching the disciples how to pray, but really, if you really melt it down, we can call this the model prayer.
Yeah.
This is the model. Amen. Woo! Great God. Jesus mentioned several times, amen, that if you really want to pray, you'll pray like this. He begins to describe it. It is a model prayer for us to build our prayer around.
Right.
Amen. It starts off here with a little bit about resting. I believe when we learn how to pray, we can rest. Hallelujah. I think it was Sister Mary said, thank God about her mom when she prayed. She prayed about it, and then she left it in the hands of God. You know what she's saying? After she prayed about it, she could rest. Amen. I think I even remember when Sister Mary was dying with that blood coming out of her mouth from when she had that surgery. She said her mom prayed about it and went in there and went to sleep. How can you do that? Because when I pray, I can rest in the arms of a God that's got it under control. Hallelujah. I said He's got it under control.
Praise God.
Woo! Amen. Psalms 115:3. But our God is in the heavens. Listen to this. He's in the heavens.
Right.
Amen. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Great God, I can be at rest because my God is sitting in the heavens doing what He wants. Hallelujah. Woo! Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah said, call unto me and I'll hear you when you pray. Prayer itself. Get ready, this is going to knock you off your seat. Prayer itself doesn't change anything. Where if I get in a habit of just saying a bunch of words, that's not going to change nothing. But oh, I stopped a little bit there a while ago about anointing. If I get in the Spirit, hallelujah, if I get to pray, Brother Tommy, and touch heaven, I tell you, Brother Tom, that's when things begin to change. Prayer don't change it, but God does. I said God changes things. And when I can pray and get heaven to come down, my situation will change. My sickness will change. My depression will change. My attitude will change. If I can touch heaven.
Thank you.
Oh, I gotta move on here. Amen. Lord, help us. Prayer is not only about resting, it's about reverencing.
Yeah.
Pray, He said. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Always take time to worship God in prayer.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm talking about the prayer. You don't have to go in this order, but I'm telling you things that must be included in our prayer if we're going to get anywhere.
Right.
Amen. Isaiah 6:1. Great God. Amen. We find that Isaiah was worshiping and honoring God in his prayer in the year that King Uzziah died. I saw also the Lord. Woo! It was a sad time. The king was dead. It was a terrible time. But Isaiah said, I still see God. And he's still on the throne. My Lord in heaven. We got a country that's ripped apart. We got a country, church, that's on the verge of civil war. They're trying to take our guns in Virginia. 20-some, 30-some thousand marched on the Capitol. Ain't God protesting. Hey, I come to death. We're on the verge of civil war. But I see him. And he's still on the throne. I come to tell us, hallowed be thy name. Give him reverence. Give him honor. Give him glory. He's a good God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! I got to preach here too often. Hey, man, they told me about a towel the other night. They didn't know I got my own towel here. Woo! Too often we run to the Lord with a wish list. We tell God what we want, how we want, when we want it.
Yeah.
And we run out of that prayer room. How often we forget to love the Lord and to thank Him that He's God, that He's able to hear, that He's able to answer, that He's able to move.
Yes, Lord.
Not always about reverencing. But next, it's about reigning. He said, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
That's it.
I ain't got time to preach all this.
Come on.
This is a prayer for the furtherance of the kingdom. Amen. Prayer allows us to participate in God's kingdom. Woo!
Yeah.
But say, oh, I've never been to Belize. I've never been there. I've never been to a foreign mission field. They laughed at me when Brother David Miller's trying to get me to go to Hawaii. Remember that?
Yeah.
I said, great God, I got a passport. They still laugh about that. Woo! I was trying to get out of it. Amen. He said, that's the United States. You don't got to have a passport. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell us it's about raining. Hey, I've never been to Belize. I've never been to Hawaii. Hey, God, I've never been to South Africa, but last year we made Bibles. Me and the girls that's down there right now in the school system. Why? Because I can pray right here. And I'm serving a God that can go everywhere around the world. Because my kingdom will come. He's a mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'm late today, said a clergyman visiting an aged member. But I've been all around the Tarshish today. Why, said the woman, so have I. But I didn't see you anywhere. And preacher, you can't walk. How you been everywhere? He said, I can't walk, ma'am. Amen, but I've been laying over there on my back praying and God can go everywhere.
You're right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. When you pray, ask yourself, whose will are you really after? Are you wanting your will? Are you wanting the will of the Father?
Yeah,
Tommy broke it down this morning. I never heard it put like that. When Jesus prayed, his capillaries gave way to blood.
Yeah.
The Bible said Jesus, I mean, that's great what he said. Amen. I always wondered about that. Jesus prayed till his sweat became as great drops of blood.
Yep.
Yes.
Woo!
Agony.
Yep. Weary.
Yep.
He had the weight of the world right then. Somebody said he had the weight of the world on his shoulders on the cross. I believe that. I believe he had it on him long before the cross.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, the weight of the world was on him in the garden. And he said, Lord, let this cup pass from me. He was praying, Brother Chuck. Here's a great prayer. He was praying, Lord, don't let this cup, don't let me have to drink it.
Right.
Nevertheless, here's the important part.
Lord.
It ain't what I want, Father, but it's what you want. Jesus knew what the Father wanted.
Oh, God.
He knew he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus had to bleed and die and suffer. Amen. The death of the cross. Hey, God. Amen. I come to tell us prayer, amen, is about thy will be done. Amen. This is a prayer for the will of the Lord to be done in all situations. It's a prayer of reigning. His will be done.
Right.
And this is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John said that if we ask anything according to his will,
He heareth us.
Yes.
And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him.
Right.
Woo! Yes. Praise God. I'm done here. Amen. Next, verse number 3, it tells us it's about requesting. Give us this day our daily bread. We're allowed to request something after we've honored him.
Amen.
After we've worshiped him.
Amen.
After we've praised him.
Amen.
After we've put him on the throne. Great God, then we can come humbly before him and ask a request of him.
That's it.
Right.
Lord, would you give us, and now what kind of request is it? Lord, would you give us this day our daily bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! He didn't ask for riches.
Nope.
He didn't ask for enough for tomorrow.
Nope.
Great God, he didn't ask for a bank full of money.
Nope.
He didn't ask for assurance of what's going to happen for the next year. But he said, Lord, I've got a need today. Would you meet my need?
Yeah.
Hey, God, that's what the Lord does. When he rained down manna from heaven in the Old Testament, he gave them enough for that day. Hey, I come to tell us he's a God that'll answer today. I believe he'll meet any need you have today.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Jesus.
He's a good God.
Yes.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, Philippians said, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. John 14:13, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Right.
And if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yes.
Woo! When Peter was in prison, the church began to pray. And God moved in sovereign power to release Peter out of the prison. The old Puritan preacher by the name of Thomas Watson said this. He said that the angel fetched Peter out of prison, but it was prayer that fetched the angel.
Right.
Hey, God. Woo! Hey, God, that's enough to make a Presbyterian shout. Hey, amen. Yeah, the angel got Peter out of jail. That old angel was up there in heaven doing his heavenly job until God looked at that angel and said, hey, buddy, get up. I hear my people and they're crying. There's God, Peter, and go kill him in the morning. Get up. Go get him out of jail. Hey. And there was automatic doors long before Walmart. I said that angel, amen, kicked Peter on the side and said, get up, Peter. And Peter woke up. He was just as surprised as anybody. Hey, get up, Peter. Bind on my sandals. He got his sandals old, and they came to the iron gate, and the Bible said it opened up its own accord. Great God, automatic doors, it opened up.
Woo!
I said it was prayer that moved and got Peter out of jail.